Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. I have a warning dream that I received on September 8th, 2021, that as a watchwoman on the wall, I felt I needed to get this out as soon as possible. Before going to bed that night, before the dream, I asked the Lord specifically if there were any warnings that He wanted me to share. Normally, I don't ask Him that, but that night I was really prompted to do that for some reason, prompting of the Holy Spirit. And sure enough, I received a very detailed dream about a huge catastrophe that is coming to the United States. Now, I'm only going to share with you the highlights. In this dream, I was on a mountain resort, and I was in a bedroom, and I was on the bed. I was probably about to go to sleep. And I felt an earthquake. My bed rattled, and it really startled me. In the next scene, it's the next morning, I go down to the lobby, and I see crowds of people mulling around, and I started asking people, did you feel the earthquake? Did you feel the earthquake? And nobody seemed to notice, and nobody really seemed to even care. However, the receptionist at the front desk must have been watching me because she beckoned me over to her, to the front desk. And so I went up to the counter and she leaned over and she quietly told me something in confidence. And what she said shocked me. She said that last night there was an attack on a city. And she said that it seemed like this attack was from inside the United States. And I realized that was why I had felt this earthquake, because apparently we weren't too far from the explosion from the city. After she told me this, for some reason, I then told her, or I believe I prophesied over it, and I said that I heard that there will be 7 more attacks. Now, in the next scene, it seemed to be a little bit later in the day. I was outside wandering around the resort grounds, watching all the people. By this time, it seemed as if the word had gotten out about the attack in the city because people seemed to be panicking. I saw many of them running to their cars and trying to get in their cars, but the doors would not open. And some of them, I guess, had left the doors open, but the cars would not start. It was then that I realized that there had also been an EMP that had occurred because of the blast. Okay, brothers and sisters, so the interpretation is pretty simple, obviously. The Lord is warning us that there is something that is coming that is very dangerous. It could involve many cities. I believe the 7 or 8 that I heard in my dream only represents that it's going to be probably many cities, not necessarily that 7 or 8 number. So what I'm asking right now is I'm calling on all the prayer warriors and all the intercessors to be praying against these attacks. You know, the Lord gives us these warnings so we can pray for mercy and pray for these judgments to be lessened or minimized. He is a merciful God. He is long-suffering, not wanting anyone to perish, but instead to come to a full knowledge of Him and His Son, the Lord Jesus. So I'm asking all of you to be praying right now against these attacks, and also to be praying for a spirit of repentance to fall upon America. I now want to end with reading to you Jeremiah 6, 16 through 19. Stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. Therefore, hear you nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will be certainly bringing calamity on this people, the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not heeded my words, nor my law, but rejected it.